Right about KT's adult video.
Oh, man.
Flat tire.
Oh, no, really?
Pull off the side of the road. I think, okay, no big deal. 15 minutes, I'll change it, I'll be on down the road. No. No jack handle, no lug wrench. And I see, I'm right on, I don't even know what the road is, but I see this, like, Ford van, little minivan, pull out onto the road.
Oh, yeah.
And then I see it stop. Ooh. And then I see the reverse lights come on.
Mm-hmm.
And it backs all the way up to me. And these people, God love them, salt of the earth, straight out of Deliverance.
Right.
Stopped to help me. It was some lady and, like, her inbred daughter and her inbred granddaughter slash daughters. She goes, she takes me to their house. They get me a jack, and they get a tire iron.
Who didn't have a good tire iron laying around the house?
Exactly.
Around the trailer.
Go to my truck, and I can't get the spare off of my car.
Oh, boy. Sissy come in and just pull it off?
I get it.
Bare hand.
Can't get the spare off of my car to change it. So she says, well, it'll take somebody a couple hours to get out here. Won't you? We'll just take that off and we'll take it to the truck stop. We'll get it fixed. And you put it back on, be on your way. We'll get you down to Dallas quick.
Okay, good idea.
I think, all right, that's all right. So she takes me to this truck stop way the hell down the road. The guy has no idea how to change a tire. I think he may have messed up the tire trying to change it.
Oh, no.
But.
Intern.
Luckily enough. I find a pair of channel locks.
Oh, channel locks.
And I say, I tell you what, I'm going to leave the flat tire and the wheel here. And I'm going to, it's like, you know, a couple of $100 at least. Right. I'm going to borrow these $2 channel locks.
Yeah.
And go, and hopefully this will help me get my spare down.
Right.
And I can fix it, get on down the road. I'll come back, give you your channel locks, get my tire.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, well, we might need you to leave some kind of deposit.
That tire and wheel.
I'm going, dude, it's a tire and wheel is worth like $500. You got a $2 pair of channel locks here.
Just give him $2.
So he lets me borrow it, go, finally, I'm like able to make that happen and get on down the road.
Who took you back to the...
At 8:30.
The Darlings still took
The Darlings. Oh, yeah. She was there for the duration, man.
Cigarette?
She was on a mission.
Cigarette, y'all? Nothing?
No, actually nothing.
Huh.
Two screaming Mimi kids, though.
Oh, my.
Screaming Mimi's.
We're at this truck stop place, and it's one of those big, huge garages. It's like an airport hangar, because they fix trucks in there, like semi-trucks. And hear this noise, and look, and the little kids are like, I don't know, maybe 2 and 3, 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Little bitty tiny kids, all inbred, inbred Jed. Hear this next, hear this noise. Look back, and the little boy, they've got one of those big sinks, like some people have in their laundry room.
Yeah.
They've got one of those big sinks to scrub up in.
Oh, sure.
You know, you're working on a truck.
Yeah.
The little boy, I don't know what he's done, but, I mean, he is just drenched in water. There's water sprayed all the way across the floor.
It's crying.
Oh, he's like a crawfish. He's got on a little Dave and Buster's shirt that I think started out white.
Yeah.
But it's black at this point. So let me set the picture. The guy lets me borrow the channel locks. We get back in their little van.
Yeah.
We're driving down I-35 northbound, going about 80. And now the truck wouldn't go that fast. We were going about 50.
30.
Yeah. The little boy is complaining because he's wet. So the grandmama has him take his little T-shirt off. And she's hanging it out the window, the driver's side window, as we're tooling up I-35, trying to get me back to my car to get the tire. And then at one point, the kids are like screaming and running through the van and like just causing all kinds of problems. And she goes, you want some kids? And I didn't know how to respond because I didn't know if she was offering me those kids or if she was trying to figure out if I would have kids with her.